Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Okay, real good. Okay, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight, all the way from, we're between San Diego, San Ysidro, and Tijuana. So we've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight, and it is just, where I am is just absolutely beautiful. Tomorrow, I got to get a little housekeeping in quickly because we've got some featured guests that are on our program tonight, along with my co-host. I want to say tomorrow night's show, we will, someone else will likely do tomorrow night's show at the time that it's airing. I just realized that it was just discovered today that the producers are letting me know. I will be in flight to Atlanta and then on to Florida. So I've got a long flight that I will be on for tomorrow's show. So I will have someone else bring in the broadcast. But nevertheless, it's going to be exciting and interesting. And you don't want to miss tomorrow night's broadcast. Also, Saturday morning, Eastern Standard Time, I'm on a different time zone now, but we'll be back in Florida. Saturday morning, we're having a miracle, divine intervention, miracle prayer day. And you can call this same number. It's going to be done through my radio show, 6:30 in the morning to 8:30 a.m. It's just 2 hours. And we're going to basically have praise and worship from 6:30 to 7. And the real programming starts at about 7 o'clock. So it basically will run about an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half. But we'll get started at 6:30. So you will definitely want to be on Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time until 8:30. So having said that, let me, again, tomorrow night's show is going to be a good one. Tonight we're going to be doing, we've got this show planned, and I'm going to be counting on my co-host tonight, Ms. Cross, because I am so jet lagged. It's just incredible. You would think that I've been drinking, and I have not. Perhaps I need a drink. But anyway, let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. And just before I do that, I'm sorry, Miss Camilla Cross. Audrey Blake has been my co-host 3 or 4 years ago. I'm sorry, Miss Cross. It's Camilla Cross. She's my co-host tonight. I am exhausted. And I want to introduce also our weekly newsletter that comes out every week. Gives people an opportunity to advertise on the show. And we're running some advertising specials this week. Ms. Cross, I want to welcome you to the show, as well as we're going to be bringing in our featured guest of the evening, the Hill family, Mr. and Mrs. Hill, all the way out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, I believe it is. Ms. Cross, good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone, and good evening. I hope everyone is remaining safe out there, and I hope that everyone has had a blessed day.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so Ms. Cross, go ahead and put your commercial in. Tell us about yourself and how they can get in touch with you for your services.
All right, guys. So my name is Camilla Cross. I am a licensed clinical social worker. I am an anger management specialist as well. I am also the founder and CEO of Your Worth LLC, where I specialize in anger management and conflict resolution services. If this is something that you might be struggling with, something that you wanted to, you know, maybe have a discussion about, get consultation for, you can definitely text me. My number is 954-825-8500. You can actually email me as well. I am at yourworthlc@gmail.com. You know, I would love to speak with you. My services are very discreet. So I am available. If you need help, if you're struggling, even with everything that's going on with stress management, you can definitely hit me up. I will be taking on, private clients probably next month or so in the Florida area. So definitely give me a call if it's something that can interest you.
All right. Ms. Cross, we're going to be joined by Dwight and Dolores Hill. Mr. and Mrs. Hill are joining us all the way from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Tonight's topic, if you haven't seen the announcement, is your journey to your kingdom road to one spiritually related. I understand that Ms. Hill is an author of this book, and I'm going to go ahead and introduce and bring them in at this time. Ms. and Mrs. Hill, are you all present?
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
Okay,
can
excellent.
We make a correction on our book?
Yes.
It is called The Kingdom Road to One.
Yes. Yes, I understand. Yes, it is The Kingdom Road to One. Tonight's topic, though, is reflects, you know, what I was just saying. It's
exactly.
Your journey
okay.
to your kingdom road to one spiritually related. So, yes, we're not taking away from your book at all, and I'm so happy about it. While we have you all on, Miss Hill, if you would, you're the author, and I believe your husband is the illustrator. Is that right?
No, my son is the illustrator. My husband did the editing of the book.
Oh, okay, excellent. Okay, it's a family affair then. That's even better.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let me ask if you all will go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us about your book and how people can get a copy of it through phone, email, whatever electronics that you all deem necessary, website and so forth and so on.
Okay. We thank you for allowing us to be a blessing to your guests, and we're honored to come before you with the words that God gave us from this book. Just to tell you a little bit about the book, this book was ordained in September of 2015, and it happened during a crisis when Mr. Hill was ill. And during that crisis, God wanted us to have victory not only in seeing his healing hand activated in our life, but also to reign in our purpose. And he guided us to write this book, developing lesson plans for couples and relationships to get back to God's ordained destiny for marriages, and that is to become one.
All right. I like that. That's very interesting. Mr. Hill, if I may bring you in and ask, and just before you all give out the information on how to get in touch with you, we're so glad that God healed you from whatever it is that you were dealing with at the time. And just let me ask you, would you say that this book inspired a rekindling of your faith in your marriage and in God?
I wouldn't say it rekindled it. It's always been strong, Dr. Walker.
Yes, sir.
When I married my wife, I told her I'd married her for life. And I meant it when I said it. Life is, you know, it gives you many ups and downs, but through it all, I've always believed in the institution of marriage. I believe that God's greatest gift to man is a woman. And
okay.
I prayed for my wife. I got her. I'm not going anywhere.
Wow. Okay, you know, before I get into tonight's story, I got to ask you all this question, and then we're going to certainly get into your book in addition to tonight's broadcast story. Line, you say you prayed for her, and we've got an audience that are listening all around the world, and people pray all the time, and then surprisingly you'll hear them say, well, I know that this, you know, I'm getting married to this guy or this girl in about 3 months, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the person that God put in my life. There's no question about it. And then you find 4 years later they almost hate each other. So for our listening listening audience, tell us what was so significant about your prayer. You say, I prayed for her and I got her. What was significant about your prayer that maybe some people are not praying because they don't, they thought they had them, but maybe somebody else sent them and it wasn't God.
Well, at that time in my life, I was a pretty wild young man, needless to say. But, you know, I had to, my parents as an example, and I knew I needed some stability and change in my life. And I was just praying to God. I said, God, show me the woman that is going to help me change my life to be stronger in you. And I had dated my wife before, and I'm going to be honest with you, within two blocks, she's standing on at the bus stop. And I picked her up.
You said you had dated her before.
We've been
on
dated
her before.
Yes. I dated her when she was in college. My best friend and her roommate got married, actually. And so that's how I met her. And I was still just kind of running a little wild. But I hit my point where, I don't know, maturity just kind of set in. I had been praying. I grew up in a church, and I strayed, but God brought me back. So that's where I was.
Okay, and you said the bus stop. I don't get that part.
She was catching a public transportation bus.
Right.
She was coming home from work.
Uh-huh.
And she was at the bus stop in downtown Knoxville, Tennessee.
Right.
That's where we met.
That's my home. And,
okay.
You never rode a bus, Dr. Walker?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have. But I was trying to. Yes, sir, I have. I was trying to tie it in. You say she was standing at the bus stop. And
after
I guess you were riding by, or you, huh?
After I prayed, that's when she was there. And God said, there she is.
Wait a minute. So I got to ask this question. Did you pray for God to have somebody standing at the bus stop? I'm trying to see the correlation.
Just to show me who.
Okay.
And there she was.
All right. So, Ms. Hill, tell us, how do we get in touch with you if we want a copy of your book?
Okay.
How do we get
I have a website, Hill04, DolorisHill.com, at DolorisHill.com. I have a website. And my book is also on Amazon for $6.50.
Okay. Awesome. And is there a phone number that you're giving out, or they just go to the website?
Yes, my phone number is area code 423-503-1459.
All right. Okay. We're going to ask you on standby. We're going to be reading the story momentarily. Ms. Cross, did you want to go ahead and welcome our featured guests this evening, Mr. and Mrs. Hill, before I go to the story tonight?
Yes. Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Hill. Thank you so much for being on and sharing, you know, your love story. You know, we always appreciate and admire couples who can withstand the storms and who comes on and provides that whatever advice they can give us that's going to help us to reach where you guys are. So we thank you for allowing God to use you to be here on our show tonight.
All right.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to Facebook Live now as well. All of those of you all that tune in with us Facebook Live, we are on Facebook Live. If you want to be able to speak to our featured guest this evening, or you want to speak to the issue of tonight's topic, by all means, we're going to ask you to press 1 at this time so that you'll be in the queue. All right, Mr. and Ms. Hill, we're going to read a story, which is custom that we do every week, and we're going to see how it ties in perhaps to your book. And throughout the broadcast tonight, we're going to offer you all that opportunity to talk about the blessings of your book, how it can be a blessing to so many other people, particularly my listeners out here tonight. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
All right. Tonight's topic, once again, if you all are listening live, is your journey to your kingdom road to one spiritually related. Our characters in tonight's story are Ursula and Victor. Now, this couple met several months ago through a mutual friend. They have become friends, and they're also considering a relationship. The hesitation has been on Ursula's part because She is reluctant in dating a man who does not attend church on a regular basis. They're both 28 years old. Victor is a very nice guy, educated, and well-established. He just does not believe in traditional or conventional religion and feels that it has become more commercialized than anything else. He believes in God, of course, but feels it's not necessary to get caught up in the ceremonial aspect of attending a church. Now, Ursula, on the other hand, attends church regularly and weekly and insists that she desires a man who will be with her throughout the journey to the kingdom road to one in terms of her Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Now, with all things being equal and considerate and remaining the same with Ursula and Victor as they are, they have agreed to advance their friendship to the next level and date as an item. Now, things have been going well for the most part over the past 6 weeks as they wasted no time already being in love with each other. Now, during their six-week relationship, Victor has only attended one church session, and he did not care for that session of church that he attended. He felt it was too long and boring. He is not ready to promise her that he will visit again anytime soon. This, of course, presented a problem for Ursula, and now they're having major concerns on this very issue. Victor insists that he has free will or free choice to worship God through his own personal experience or relationship and not how she demands that he does it. Now, Ursula was previously warned by her parents that a man like Victor may not be the guy for her in terms of the same spiritual walk that she desires. This has obviously turned out to be true for her, but she is madly in love with him as he pleases her in all other ways. Now, Ursula now ponders whether the future of this relationship will interfere with her spiritual journey, road to one. And the question that I start out with, Ms. Cross, with you first, and then I'm going to jump over to Mr. and Mrs. Hill. Do you think Ursula thought that she could persuade Victor when they were dating? Do you think that she thought she could persuade him differently when they became a couple?
You know, the thing is, I think that, and not every couple starts off like this, but sometimes when you're with someone and you're, you know, in love, and sometimes you tend to unconsciously, I think, overlook some of the things that we can clearly, the outside world can clearly see will become barriers, you know, because it sounds like, you know, she definitely has a strong spiritual foundation, and he seems to have somewhat of a foundation, but not to the same extent. And the fact that her family's already warning her that, listen, you guys are not equally yoked, there's going to be some issues there, you know, it sounds like she just didn't want to see it. And I think that even if it's working out, you know, it's working out fine now, in the future, I can foresee there being a problem because she's already questioning the relationship. And by right, she probably should, because he went to, you know, she wanted him to go to church. He tried it. He's like, this is not for me. I'm not trying to say that, you know, he's not, it may not be so extreme that he doesn't believe in God. He's like totally against God, but it just seems like they're not on the same page when it comes to their walk. And that's going to be a problem, you know.
All right. Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
Pretty much God has to be the foundation, most definitely.
Okay. Ms. Hill, let's bring you in first and ask, is there any way that this spiritual walk correlates to anything in your book that you would like to share with us?
Yes. The thing that I have written in my book, there are lesson plans. And the one thing that I think with this couple is like, it's just like a building. When you're putting the joints together, if they don't fit, you can't think that it's going to work. You have to go back and make the repairs to the relationship. So if she's in this thing with wanting him to come to church with her and he doesn't come, that if she thinks that they go further with this relationship into a marriage and those joints don't fit, they'll start to crack. Because the building is going to shift, and you cannot force things that don't fit to later fit. If they don't fit now, those, just like a building, if you have joints in a building and they don't fit, they may be okay right now, but as it weathers and all the things come against it, it's going to start to crumble and crack, And so the thing that they need to do is to go back, because the thing that I say do is my first lesson plan is the beginning to know each other, to know what you want. What's a deal breaker? They need to decide right now, what's your deal breaker? If this is a deal breaker for her, don't go into it. But if they work together and they can repair that joint or get understanding about that joint and know what each other wants and what's a deal breaker in that, I think that they can bring it back together if they come and agree as one. But don't
okay,
go
let
into
me ask
it.
You.
Fix it.
No, go ahead. Continue.
I said don't go into a marriage thinking that you're going to fix something later, because you will not. You'll just get all the strains of the marriage and it'll crumble.
Okay, so how many lesson plans do you have in your book?
I have 10.
You have 10. Okay, and 10. The first one deals with, and the first one, and we're going to go through all 10 of those in a synopsis, if you don't mind, as it relates to perhaps our story tonight, or otherwise, whatever you feel comfortable with. So the first lesson plan is entitled what, again?
The first lesson plan is the Kingdom to One Action Plan. It actually gives you an action plan how to begin a relationship. If you're in a relationship now, it starts to have you build again to get to an ultimate goal of becoming one. That's your whole goal of this book.
Wow.
Is to become.
Wow. Wow. Is it spiritually related? Mr. Hill, let me bring you in, and I'm certain that you've read this book, you've done the editing of it, so you, I'm certain, are just as knowledgeable about the book as Mrs. Hill. And so I want to ask you, why is that foundation that my co-host, Ms. Cross, talked about and that your wife presented, why is that so important, you know, in terms of if this couple, Ursula and Victor, go down the road in the future, that your wife presented that they could start to see some cracks in this. Why is that foundation so important?
Well, I'm going to go back to your story as it relates to me and her. When I married my wife was Church of God and I was Baptist. So
okay.
There was some issues there religious-wise. We both believed in God. She had her way of worshiping and I had mine. And so we had some conflict in that in the beginning, but we both loved God, and
okay.
We worked it out. We just decided that at first we would go to service at her church one Sunday, then mine the next, and we finally come to an agreement, and this is what it's about. You have to agree to things. You have to speak about things. And we talked about it, and we made an agreement that we would find our own way to worship together, and that's what we
uh-huh.
did. We sat up, we embarked. We visit all different types of denominations, and we came to find out that we just love God and we just wanted to worship God. And it wasn't based upon a denomination. So it sounds like she is focused on her denomination, and apparently he has his own also. So there is some conflict there, and they got to resolve that before they can move forward.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also catch this broadcast live at drjessewalker.com, drjessewalkerinc.com, and drjwalker.com. We're going to go to phone lines in a moment, but Ms. Cross, let me bring you in just for a second because you talked about the foundation. And, I mean, in your opinion, and we're going to go to phone lines in just a second, we're going to New York and then Alabama. Do you feel, Ms. Cross, in your opinion, that a couple like this was already recognized that Victor is like, I'm not into conventional or traditional church at all. I believe in God. Should that really matter, Ms. Cross, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I can say Mr. Hill had a good point. You know, that was a good comparison, you know, because it sounds like, you know, they both believe in God. It sounds like they pretty much have different ways of worshiping. But I think it matters if it matters, if that makes sense. Like, if it,
yes,
becomes,
it does.
You know, if it's such a big deal, for the young, I forgot the young, I apologize, the young lady, if it's such a big deal for her and she's feeling convicted, except it sounds like she's going through some feelings of conviction, right? So if she's feeling convicted, you know, if she's already feeling like this is going to be a problem, if they can't come to a middle ground that's going to make her comfortable enough, it's going to be a problem because she's going to always feel, in a sense, I guess, convicted, you know,
if it's that important to her, and I'm not going to say I'm sure it's important to her, but if it's something that she can't overcome, then I can't foresee her, you know, being able to be comfortable in this relationship. You know, it may be something she has to be willing to do it, because it sounds like, you know, Hector is not so much, he's just, you know, I worship this way, you know, let me be. It doesn't really sound like he's the one that has the problem or, you know, has the concerns. It's more so, you know, her. So that is where I think that maybe they may have an issue if they can't come to a middle ground, as Mr. and Mrs. Hill did, you know.
Right, right. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. You can also catch this show in its entirety tonight, 20 minutes after we air. Just go to any one of those websites that I mentioned, and you can catch the show in its entirety. Let's go to New York here, 347-740. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Dr. Walker, this is Monica. I'm so happy to be back on the show. I missed you last week because I had some technical problems.
Okay. Well, we're glad that you got through your technical problems, Monica. Thanks for joining us. Monica, what do you think in terms of, as you listen to Mr. and Mrs. Hill, the book that they have out, lesson plans, you know, about, you know, that foundation, it borders on that foundation. What do you think about that?
Years ago, I read a book called The Creeping Compromise, and that book opened my eyes a lot. And one of our callers said that they're going to have problems if they do not have a foundational understanding. No, they're not only going to have, no, some problems. She said some problems. Not some problems, more problems. Because two coming together already of different backgrounds, different personalities, you're going to encounter some problems. But when you are compromising, I mean, if you believe something, you have to get it together before you form that union, because as our special guest said, it's going to crumble.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. The timer is on, you all. Other than our featured guest, my co-host, the timer's on. It's allowing you only 20 seconds or less, and I do apologize in advance for that. We're not trying to be rude, but we're going to ask that you confine your comments to 20 seconds or less so that we can get to as many people as possible. We're already halfway through tonight's broadcast, and we've only talked about lesson plan number one from the Hills book. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. We're going to ask you on standby, and please be respectful and mindful of those 20 seconds or less. Let's go to Alabama, 205-908. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
This is Jag. This is Jag.
Jag, welcome back, Jag. Jag, your thoughts tonight?
Well, I'm definitely in agreement that can two walk together unless they agree. I can't see that happening. And even when they were together, Ursula and Victor were together before they decided to get married. He was bored. He would go to church occasionally, and he was bored anyway. So he may have his own religion, but I don't know who it is or who he's serving at all. But I think what she needs to do, she needs to take it back to the table. And they need to sit down, and they need to discuss some things and all, because that's very important in a marriage, walking together on the same page from a religious standpoint. So she has to sit him down, and they both have to sit down together and decide on what they want to do before she moves forward with the relationship at all.
Okay. All right, Jack, we appreciate that. Let's go to phone lines once again. Let's go to 865-454. We're getting some feedback. You'll probably listen to the radio live as well. 865-454, who do we have? All right, we're going to come back to that one momentarily. Mrs. Hill, this hour goes almost like in 10 minutes, and we're already halfway through the show. Let's take a look at your lesson plan number two and speak to that for us, and then we'll discuss a little bit about that in relation to tonight's broadcast.
The lesson plan two is understanding your roadmap to one, and this one is letting you know that you have to understand your mate or your partner in a relationship. You have to know what their expectations are. You have to know you have to be invested in that relationship to know so that you can build connections. You know how you go through the chemistry phase of a relationship. When you have those connections and the established balance and intimacy in a relationship, that regardless to what happens, you can always come back to the center, because you understand that things are going to happen in a marriage and a relationship. But if you know your partner and you know them and you have a balanced relationship, you can always come back to ground yourself to the center of each other's needs, because you know what those are.
Okay, I think that that's important. Ms. Hill, let me bring you in and ask you, when you mentioned when, you know, the road gets rocky, what could you tell our listening audience to reflect maybe on one of the lessons as we get through them, from the foundation to understanding your roadmap to one? What can you tell them when that road does get rocky?
The illustration that I've done through this whole book is make an analogy between when Dwight was sick and our relationship. So I talked about the things that the doctors had to do when we were in the hospital to treat us. You have to go back. They had to go back and examine what made us ill, because without that, they don't really, you really don't understand how to treat something until you know what's ill. What are your symptoms? What are you suffering from? What is fracturing your relationship? What's making that crack? Go back to those things and begin to build on those and try to repair those things. It's going to take time, but you can go back and you can start breaking down what made you sick. What was your symptoms? What were you going to? Because you always, even in illness, you have those symptoms that alert you that something's going wrong. So you have to go back to that point to determine how to treat it. And that's what our doctors did for us, and that's how I made that analogy, is they came in, they examined him, and they found out what was wrong. And then they began to treat him. And that's what you got to do to your relationship, begin to treat it.
I think that that's a brilliant analogy. I really like that. Ms. Cross, did you hear that? That's a brilliant analogy. You know, once you discover what the diagnoses are for treating someone, and then you begin the after that examination, then you got the prognosis. What do you think? How do you feel about that? That her analogy as it relates to sickness and your relationship.
I think it's actually a perfect analogy, because anytime you are trying to treat something, you got to know the why. You got to know the intervention that's needed to treat the situation. So, you know, I think Ms. Hill hit it right on the head. You know, to look at it like that, I think that definitely does create some type of path or guide to solving a problem. You know, if everyone kind of has that ideal, you know, kind of put that idea in mind that, you know, let's go back to step one. Where did it go wrong? Mm-hmm. You know, what is the situation? What do we need to treat? Then you'll know exactly what you need to do to treat it. But I think, in relationships, unfortunately, people get frustrated and they don't even, after a while, they don't care about the why. They just want out, you know. But I think they still hit it on the head as to how she addresses it.
Okay, excellent. Mr. Hill, let's bring you in. And as you were editing this book, you know, throughout your road to recovery, and you were editing this book, I mean, at what point did you go, wow?
Dr. Walker, I've been walking in this. I don't know if we told you. My wife and I have been married 46 years.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Wow. I'm going, wow.
We've been living this for quite a while.
Perfect blessing.
My ups and downs, God's gave me grace. I give my wife grace, and I'm glad she gives me grace. If you understand what I'm saying, I'm not perfect. States, I'm a little stubborn in some of my stuff, and so is she. But one of the things I do all the time when we disagree on some things is I won't pick it up, Dr. Walker. I just tell her, and it makes her mad sometimes. I'm just going to let that fall to the ground and die. I'm not even going to pick that one up.
Okay. Wow.
In the day, some things, once you've been with somebody a while, and my wife is one of my greatest assets, and I'll tell anybody that. Things aren't worth fighting over because at the end of the day, it's not that important in your relationship. So why you want to blow up over something that, at the end of the day, has nothing to do with your love for your mate?
That is interesting. That is really powerful. That is powerful. Let's try to go to phone lines again, 865-454. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, who do we have with us and welcome?
Charles Frazier.
Charles, thank you for joining us this evening. What are your thoughts on either the book, the topic tonight?
It's great. I enjoy it. It's my sister that's Dolores Hill, the wife of my brother.
Okay, excellent. Have you sold 100 copies of her book for her since she's your sister?
Well, I am a salesperson. I'm capable of selling 200 books. I have not.
Okay.
I just learned about it.
But I'm asking you, have
today.
You sold 100 copies for her? You say you're capable of selling 200. But I'm asking you, have you sold 100 for her?
Well, and what I did was I didn't answer the question directly. I didn't know about the book until today, to be honest.
Are you serious?
Right.
Wow. Okay. Well, Ms. Hill, you just heard him say that on international radio. That he's capable of selling 200 books. You want to say something to your brother for that?
Yes, because he does know about my book. I sent it to him in a text. Sent a couple. back up that one.
Well, I didn't,
there you go.
If you sent it to me in text, I apologize. I didn't know the content of the book or the text of the book or the name of the book. So whenever you sent it to me, I sure will have to go back and research it because maybe in my going 100 miles an hour in life, it's something that I missed. I apologize.
Okay. So to make it up to your sister, how many copies do you say you're going to sell, Mr. Sir?
I'm good for 10.
And you're on national, you're on international radio saying this.
Definitely.
How many did you say?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
I'm definitely good for 10. There's no doubt about it.
Ms. Hill, that's a long way from 200. He says, I'm capable. He says, if I'm not mistaken, he says, I'm in sales. I'm capable of selling 200. Is that not what I heard?
But here is the deal. I think that if I get a
here comes the excuse, Ms. Hill. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. You're doing an excellent job interviewing.
No,
go ahead, Ms. Hill.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ms. Hill.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cause a silver. I'm not trying to cause a silver rivalry. It's just that there's like nine of. I have like there are nine of us. Well, there's six left now. But you know, they would put me on national television or international radio. So I just thought it was time for me to pay somebody else back. I'm sorry. You know how they say, pay it forward. Mr. Hill, let's bring you in. Mr. Hill.
Dwight.
Mr. Hill?
Asking for you.
Okay. Well, Miss Hill. All right, we'll bring him back in just a second. Miss Cross, let's bring you in to referee over here. Miss Cross, you don't think that I'm causing a silver rivalry, do you?
Yes,
no. Oh, no. What's up, brother?
Hey, man. How you doing, Dwight?
We all good. Thank you, brother.
Okay, so let's move on. We're going to move forward. Let me ask
you. Well,
let
me make a comment before you move on, please.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. You're so kind. My deal, I have 5,000 Facebook friends. So if I get on the air on Facebook with 5,000 Facebook friends and make an appeal and talk about such a dynamic book and such a needed book, surely I'll get 10 sales out of that.
That's right. You want 200, though.
No, the 200, Allie, is a lot better than 10. Okay. But what happens is,
all right.
Yeah. What the rule of thumb in marketing, you know, 5,000, you may get 1% out of that, or 2%. That's the real number. So. Okay.
I like that. Give me your name again, sir.
I'm Charles Frazier, sir.
All right, Mr. Frazier. All right, we appreciate you. Listen, tell your 5,000 friends about my radio show, please. You know. All right, we're gonna ask you all to stand by just for. We're gonna ask you to stand by. Let's go to. Looks like I'm not sure where this area code is. 718-749. You're live on the Dr. Dishwalk Show. Who do we have?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. This is Mr. DeNova. How is everyone this afternoon?
We're doing good, DeNova. Go ahead, give us your thoughts on tonight's broadcast.
I absolutely love how the book is was developed. It's very, very, it's sound. It's got good foundation. My major concern is with the younger generations and the changing roles or the younger generations don't understand manhood the way that they're supposed to, and women don't understand womanhood the way that they're supposed to. So how would you speak to the younger generation in terms of what it means to be ready? I heard the gentleman, the husband, speaking about how he knew he was ready to be married because he was ready for a woman to enter in his life to help him to change what he wanted to change. But young people nowadays get married thinking that they're going to change the other person, or even some just get married as starter marriages. If you don't understand, know what that is, a starter marriage is, okay, well, let's see if it works. If it doesn't, we'll scrap it and move on.
Uh-huh.
So how do you
speak to
that?
So your question, if there's a question, then we need you to get to it because the timer is on.
Okay.
Did you have
my
a question?
My question is, how do you clarify to the next generation what it means to be ready for marriage?
All right. Ms. Hill, you want to attack that one?
Yes, I'm going to speak on that one. That's my lesson plan number 3, and is developing a standard of operation. Like if you go to a company, the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to give you their standard of operation. They're going to tell you what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and if you break the rule, what's going to happen. In your home and your family and in your relationship, you have to develop a standard of operation. You got to know what you both want out of the marriage. You got to know what your restrictions are, what's your strengths, what's your weakness, what's your tolerance, what your imperfections are, so that you can begin to build on that. You'll already know, because most times couples develop their standard of operation, because you definitely have one, is when you bump heads, when something happens in that relationship and they all of a sudden say, oh, I don't like that. Well, if you already have a standard of operation because you know each other, you know what you can tolerate, and you know what you're not going to give up on, then that way you already have a operation in place to know how to work through those kind of things.
All right. Ms. Hill, let me ask you, the time is really escaping us now, and we're only about 15 minutes before we bring the broadcast to a close. The producers are strong on that point. If we make it through half of your book tonight, up to 5, would you and Mr. Hill be willing to come back on our show and we can do a part 2 of this particular segment?
Sure.
I mean, you don't sound so excited. I mean, did your brother affect you?
He will.
Okay, so you all will? Ms. Hill, is that okay with him as well?
Yes.
Okay. You know, you all have to be married for 46 years. I guess you can answer for him. So that's a good thing. We're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Let's go to the phone lines again. Let's go to 772-607. Welcome to the Dr. Just Walk Show. Who do we have with us? 772-607. Looks like could be South Florida. All right, we'll perhaps come back to that call in a moment.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes. Who do we have on the air with us?
This is Serena. I'm sorry, I had my phone muted. Hello, Dr. Walker. It's good to hear from you again.
Thank you. Nice having you with us this evening. Did you have a question or a comment, Serena?
Comment on the spiritual level, thinking about, you know, couples. And I'm recalling when I was looking for my husband, and I was very specific with the Lord about what I was looking for. And I was rewarded with exactly what I'm looking for. Now, on the flip side to that was that God knows best. And my husband brings to me everything that I needed to really look at in myself and that I needed to change and loosen up about. And, you know, vice versa, the same with him. So I bring to him in this relationship the things that he needed to really loosen up. And it's like everyone was saying, a couple of comments were made, that coming into a relationship, we're looking for what we can change in someone else. And then you realize it's actually better, from my experience, the changes that that have occurred in me.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. All right. That is a powerful statement. That's a nice way to put it as well. Ms. Hill, let's bring you in again before we go to the phone lines again. Ms. Cross has to stand by and ask you lesson plan number 4. What is that about? But before you give that out, would you give my listening audience again an opportunity to know how to get in touch with you for a copy of your book, your website, your email address, and your phone number?
My website is hill04@DoloresHill.com.
Okay, and your phone number?
My phone number is 423-503-1459.
Okay, and you gave given the website or the email address. And the book, you said, is also available on Amazon.com. Is that right?
Amazon.com for $6.50.
Okay, and if they want an autographed hard copy, they can contact you through your website or email address or the phone number?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, sounds real good. And your methods of payment, do you have, do like PayPal, WhatsApp, Zelle? If they want to know,
Cash App, Venmo.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. We've got a number of comments that have also come into the studio. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in just for a second. Did you want to say anything else at this point, Ms. Cross?
Now, you know, I'm here taking notes.
I figured as much. I am
yeah,
too.
I love to, you know, 46 years of marriage, you know, I always admire couples who are able to weather the storm, you know. And it's funny because I always hear the husbands, you know, after a while, it's like, you know what, they kind of have that movement where they're like, okay, I'm the man, I'm the head of the house, but my wife is definitely the next. And I cannot, my head can't move without her. So I love when I hear these, you know, successful marriages. It usually sounds, the story sounds very similar to that. So men, take notes. Take notes, men.
Okay, awesome. Lesson plan number 4, Ms. Hill. And Monica, we're going to bring you back in a moment and ask you a question. Go ahead.
It says how to become a teen. And this goes back into when we were at the hospital. There was a team of physicians, and every time they came in and they were getting ready to leave shift, they came together and they talked about what was going on with us, and then they left that information with that team. So in marriages and relationships, you have to develop an understanding of your team, what roles you're going to play, what your requirements are, how you're going to get balance. How are you going to conquer the demand of all the people? So you have to have a team.
Are you even in and out? Something's happening on your end. We're hearing a thumping sound.
Hello? Can you not hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
So you have to develop a team and know your roles. Just like if you're in a football team, every team member of that team knows what roles they're going to play and how they're going to play, and they have a game plan. That's what you have to have for your relationship. You have to become a team.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Let's bring Mr. Charles Frazier back in. Your brother, yes, let's bring him back in. And we want to ask the question, Mr. Frazier, now that you're getting some of this information from your sister's book, Lessons 1 through 4, what can you add to this that you've actually, if anything, that you've discovered? Because I'm certainly learning a lot over here from this.
I'm a TV radio guy who's educated at the University of Tennessee in broadcasting, and I can relate to the concept that the Hills have. Communications brings about an understanding among people. And one of the things and some of the shortfalls of us as people of color, African-American people, as men, we tend not to be complete communicators and open communicators. So if you're not an open communicator, you can't get an understanding. So communications does bring about an understanding.
All right, awesome, awesome. Monica, let's bring you in, bring you back in here. Monica, let me ask, did you have another question? Do you feel that this is a book that could benefit you in your generation? Monica, all right, let's go to Denobia. Denobia, do you feel that from what you've heard so far, that you can say, well, you know what, I can see if young people gave this an opportunity, they may learn something?
I think absolutely, yes. Our young people have not had a proper foundation. A lot of more homes are single parents. A lot more children are being raised by single parents. And so there's not even that understanding of what that foundation is. But just to make it clear, yes, they can. When you start to search and seek, but it's not until after a lot of mistakes are made. So my concern is, how do you teach the next generation to avoid the mistakes when they're so ingrained?
Okay, all right, okay. Miss Hill, yeah, I mean, I've dealt with young people for more than, in the education arena, for more than 36 years. And that is a very good question. Ms. Hill, how do you teach them when they're so ingrained into what they're doing?
I think that the things that we have to teach them is we have to go back and let them understand that they've got to build a connection with each other, because they're so interested in all of these things and the media things that are not giving you that practical way of communicating. They can communicate and say things, but you need to begin to develop windows that you get beyond that staring into that window, that you get inside that window and get inside those walls and begin to understand that person. And I think that if they do that, instead of just accepting the and get inside and begin to know that person, then they know what they have. And they know not the exterior, but they begin to know the interior part of that person. And I think that that begins to make a connection within themselves that builds that bond that they can grow from.
Okay, while I've got you on here, because we are running out of time, give us lesson plan 4 and 5 and elaborate on each one of those, please.
Okay, I did 4, and 5 is learning how to find balance. This one where they're trying to find the best of both of, because you know you have good in both of them, but you want to find the best, and you want to stay in the center of that. So they're working toward getting healthy in the areas where they are, where they don't have their strengths. They're working to look to the weakness of one and build the strength of the other, and vice versa.
so that they are able to build their balance in each of them. Because that's the first thing that our doctor did to us, to Dwight, when he was in the hospital. He had to find the balance. He was actually dying, and they had to eliminate things to get to that balance, to find out where he was, to give him the right treatment that they could get him to be able to walk out of that hospital. So that's what you have to do to a man. You have to find the balance that's going to help you walk away with a strong connection.
Okay. All right. Excellent. We're going to take at least a couple of comments now. Ms. Hill or Mr. Hill, either one of you all can speak to this. This female writes in. She says, I think the only road throughout your journey of life, the road to one spiritually, is through Jesus Christ, who leads to the Father. How important is that, as mentioned in your book, you know, the spiritual aspect? Is that part of the foundation, just quickly, and then we can take on the two more comments, Ms. Hill?
Yes, that is very important, because God designed us. His original design was for us to become one, because he tells us that. He said what he's put together that no man can take it apart. And so you have to understand that when you make that commitment, you're just not saying that in front of a church at a wedding or giving your – you are saying that to say that you have made a commitment not only to your partner or your relationship, but to God, that you are going to become one. What our youth are doing a whole lot of is they're not taking those vows to their heart. You've got to be actually committed to understand that once you make that commitment, that you got to know that you got to, whatever it takes, you got to come back and work on your lessons to become one. It's a journey. It's not just going to happen. You just can't get married and think everything's going to be fine. You have to work on that relationship. You have to take each one of these lessons and begin to build and restore and begin to build trust in each other. And God is all in the center of that, because that's what his design was. It's not when you light the candle to put out the two ends, you are working to become one. You're no longer going to be two.
That is absolutely beautiful. Let me go ahead and bring in this other comment, Ms. Hill. We're going to give you an opportunity for this one here, and then we're going to start to close the show down. We'll give you an opportunity one more time to tell how they can get a copy of your book. But respond to this comment in 20 seconds or less, please, because we're down to 90 seconds. This male, he says, I believe that we are, in fact, spiritual beings having human experiences through our emotional experiences. Perhaps our undiscovered reality is in the spirit world, of which we have yet to know. How does that relate to, you know, it's like he's saying we are spiritual beings having human experiences. How does this relate to relationships that may correlate with your book?
Okay, because scriptures, God gives us scriptures. I mean, he's just not just throwing us out there. He gives us scriptures that are going to help us create a marriage. He gives you, in my book, I have allow scriptures to heal your hurts. Because you're on a road. You're going to have hurts. You're going to have problems. But if you allow his word to come to you, one of the people said just then that you've got to become whole, and to become whole, you have to have that relationship that is vertical with God, and then you begin to, once you're 100%, then you can look to him to help your mate get 100%, because you both come in with 100% wholeness to a relationship.
Right. Just quickly, give them one more time how to get in touch with your book. Ms. Cross will then give the final word to close us out. We're down to 20 seconds.
Okay. It's Hill04 at DoloresHill.com. Phone number 423-503-1459. And it's on Amazon for $6.50.
All right. Excellent. We certainly appreciate Mr. and Mrs. Hill for being our featured guest this evening on the broadcast. And we thank all of you all for listening. Ms. Cross, give us the final word, 15, 20 seconds or less, please.
Okay. All right, guys. I just want to thank the Hills for coming on and sharing their amazing
journey, you know, and just, you know, being transparent with us and letting us know that, you know, though, you know, it takes a commitment, it takes communication, it takes, you know, a little bit of compromising to make a relationship work, you know. The whole fantasies of never having any problems, that's not reality. You're going to have issues, but it's all about having a strong enough foundation to, you know, to kind of weather the storm. And prayer and commitment, we know, is definitely the key.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. Listen, join us back here tomorrow night for your one-hour inspirational programming. Tomorrow night's topic will be, if God gave you a talent to sing, should you only sing church songs? That's part one that we're going to be doing tomorrow night. You'll be joined by another host. I won't be here tomorrow night. I'll be en route to Atlanta. I'll be on the plane at that time. And I will, all the way from Mexico, Tijuana, and as well as San Diego and San Diego, I want to say to my listening audience, join us back here tomorrow night. If you choose to bypass tomorrow night's broadcast, join us back here live next Thursday when we'll be broadcasting, I believe, out of Florida. Until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Man.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.